Israel chag Pesach. There's a loch in the maw. The noyagin, the haraboy's ktsas, bachilu shtia. So the minute, eat a little bit more, a bit of shtia suda. The yoyim acha chag. Who Israel chag? A stickle minor yomtzer. Israel chag, yeah. Halacha. So where is this halacha written? You expect to find at the end of Hilchos Pesach.
Yeah.
Imagine you'll find this halacha of Israel chag in the very first siman of Hilchos Pesach. The siman talking about Chodesh Nissan. The very first siman of Hilchos Pesach, before you learn Hilchos Pesach, the Ramah tells you the day after Pesach is Shigal Yom Tov. Interesting, yeah? So I heard that someone told me today, a pshat, because one of the main themes of this siman is, first siman, about giving tzedakah. Kimcha de Pischa is mentioned here, in the Ramah. Meila, before Pesach, he's busy worrying about the Tzarechag Chag. So Ramah says, in this siman, listen, after Yom Tov as well, as Ochto, they'll zorgen for Yidin after Yom Tov as well. That's not a pshat. And a different pshat I once heard, the pshat is Zoi. Isru Chag is a day when you can still connect yourself to the Yontav, yeah? Isru, we loshen of bind, yeah? We can't just look too binden to the Yontav. That means lashpos of Pesach, all the limudim, and all the chizukim, and the inyon, and the madregas, which you got on Pesach, you can still tie yourself on, tag on to the Yontav, and last the day after, there's still a little bit of the hashpor of the Yontav. Israel, right? So the Ramah writes this, the very beginning, in Chodesh Nissan. So when you start in Chodesh Nissan, you get ready for Yom Tov, you should realize there's going to be an Israel Chag, where it'll all be over, and then you'll want to connect yourself to the Yom Tov Meira in advance. Prepare yourself well in advance to use the Yom Tov in a way that you'll have a chizuk. When it comes to Israel Chag, you'll have something to take with you for the rest of the year. The beginning, before Pesach, before you turn around, the Chodesh Nissan, 3 weeks later, Israel Chag, it's all finished, the Yontav's finished, there's one day left, Israel Chag, when you can still jump on the bandwagon, so to speak, and chap around the Ashpoz of Yontav Meila, you should use it well, there's more rights in Hilchos Chodesh Nissan. Into one halacha dikashaira, Israel Chag, we say there's a minig to make achilu shtia. Stickle suda. What is it? Take a chiyuv to have a suda Israel Chag? Is it? It doesn't sound like it's different. Not a chiyuv. There's no. It's not mentioned a chiyuv gomer to have a suda. It's not even a habes that. So I'll share with you a lochadika shari tshuva, which is mashma that has some halachic significance. It's not stam. So it was chiddush to me. Might be chiddush to you as well. I don't know what it's mashma. It's a halach. It's a grosser chiddush. But it's not shari tshuva. Shaila is. In Hilchos Yom Tov got tough tarikbah. Shaila is a ben chutz la'aretz is cooking, and he's got a guest in his house who's a ben eretz yisroel. So the shaila is, why are you cooking for him? For him, it's a yom choyl. You could say I'm cooking for today. It's okay. You could say, well, I'm cooking for today, but you're cooking that. You mustn't cook a yom tov for choyl. So the Shaila, why is a Ben Chutz La'aretz allowed to cook for a Ben Eretz Yisroel on Yom Tov Sheni? He's cooking for a Yom Choyl. So says the Shaila Tshuva, brings a Svara, Ben Chutz La'aretz Mutter L'Harbois, to add him more to the pot, not cooking, even not definitely. To add in more potatoes in the pot. I've got enough for my family. Mm-hmm. I'm adding one more potato, or five more potatoes for the Ben Eretz Yisroel. Right. So you're doing a ribri b'shurim for somebody who it's a weekday for him. Maybe not allowed to, at the Shaila?
For Goy as well.
Yeah. Oh, Goy Zichot. Oh, she says a Svara, b'chdei l'achat, u b'shnei k'dei reis, u shnei minim. Then he's really got a Shaila, and he says, l'oira, afal pi, shim lo, another man, another tafshir, he says. I've got a guest of Ben Eretz Yisroel, and he likes different type of food. So I've cooked my particular cholent for myself, whatever. Now I'm cooking for the Ben Eretz Yisroel, it's different men. He says, Mutter, ain't dam gam ken shot, ikka oi. So one text says is, because I've got an yontav, misangim b'shvil ha'oyach, levad. Yeah, and he says, the gam, levashel b'shvil ha'oyach levad. Oh, more serious shayla. A ben, chutzdoret, on yontav sheni, cooks a tavshil, specifically and only for a ben Eretz Yisroel. So he's cooking on Yom Tov for somebody who is a Yom Chol for him. Shai? So he says it, Yesh Stodi Heta. So first he says, it's Kibishu Babai is my ma, Mazenos and Olaf. I've got crafty, it's my chrai, the crafty. It's my shmev, who be like, if he's not my chrai, it's them, somebody's not living here, just send him some food, who be around. The first of all would be, he's living in my house, the emes, I'm not his mashmir chetchil. You should not a ben chutzos must not cook for a ben Eretz Yisrael because you're cooking for somebody the same day. For him it's choil, like cooking for yom choil. The heter is he's in my house zman ma, so he's mizonos tavara. Oh, now comes the chiddush. Vegam that'll call upon him halil oyre chol amoyed oy isru chag. She mitzvah gam ken la oyne bechol amoyed isru chag bebosom. That's a chiddush. One of his study hatter is, the emes, you're not supposed to be cooking for a yom choyl. Yeah. The hatter is, because my guest, the Ben Eretz Yisroel, it's Isru Chag for him.
Oh, for Yom Tov.
So, what about a shiner minig.
What about choyl? Is she going to get more visitors, more food?
So what he says is a mitzvah, and he said chol amoyed. It's chol amoyed for shteich. For me, it's Yom Tov Sheni, and the Ben Eretz Yisroel is Chol HaMoed, so I'm cooking for somebody. I got no Sheni, it's Chol HaMoed, and she just busts a simcha. Oh, but he says also Isru Chag, one of its study hetter. Isru Chag, mitzvah le'aneig Chol HaMoed, ve'isru Chag b'bosa.
Yeah,
Isru Chag. So right, this is a chiddush. I wonder what this hetter is on its own. That's the only hetter. Maybe it's just mitzav. Other time anyway. Other time he's living in my house and look. Oh, but yeah. Interesting. Isru Chag. You had the chiddush. The heter for a ben chutz loret to cook for a ben Eretz Yisroel on Yontav Sheni, even though the ben Eretz Yisroel is choyl. The heter is because it's a tzayachim as well. Mitzvah la aneik isru chag b'bosa. To my boss here. First you can see the isru chag. The Ramah just says the beginning, a lot of them are beginning. Noergin la harbois kitsas bachilo shtia. Doesn't sound like a kiddush, no? Doesn't sound like a tzare. Noergin la harbois kitsas bachilo shtia. So I'm going to eat a bit more, sure. Very nice. Oh, but to say halachic, it's bosser. And here, that's in the first sentence. And here, the shayu tshuva is saying more. It's saying, it's a shtikul chiv to this bosser. I'm relying on the mitzvah of Isru Chag to permit a ben chutzos to cook for Ben Eretz Yisroel. Chiddush? Ask him, is it chiddush? You mustn't cook on Yom Tov for choyl, for a goy. I'm mitoich. Tehet says mitoich shod ha'soyach. It's got klolim. Yeah. Even after we say mitoich, mitoich means a malocha which be yisoyed is a ochel nefesh dike malocha. Moshe lighting a fire for cooking. Mitoich, since you're allowed to light a fire for cooking, you can light a candle to read. Or since you can carry food, you can carry your machsa. That's a malocha which are nefesh. You can extend it for other stuff. Yeah. But even after mitoich, the certain rules of Hilchos Yom Tov, which mitoich won't help you for, Moshel, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for a goy. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for a weekday. I'm mitoich. Tells it doesn't help for that. So these are special klolim with exceptions. The only hat is hoyel. Hoyel is different. Hoyel means I could use it today. And that, but hoyel does not make it mutter halacha. It's only it takes away the malchus. But back to Rabbanan, yeah? Horai Tavshilin works with hoyel, yeah? Why did it? You cook Friday for Yom Tov Sheni, yeah? Hoyel, you could use that. But after the hoyel, you have to make an Yom Tov Shilim. Without Yom Tov Shilim, it took away the Issa Rabbanon to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos, would normally be Asa, the Grabana. They took away the Issa because you need to cook for Shabbos. If you make an Erev Tavshilim, you're allowed to, yeah?
Yeah.
But Erev Tavshilim was made only when you're cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You can't say, well, I'll cook on Yom Tov, I made an Erev Tavshilim, I'll cook on Yom Tov weekday. Mitzvah, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov weekday. You can't do malacha for a goy. You're not allowed to do malacha for an animal. You're not allowed to do malacha for a goy. You can't do malacha for a goy, yeah? Yeah, go ahead, excuse me. Got a goyship, you know that? A boy some water, got a goyship work, wants a taste. It's a gomer. It's one of the rules is you can't do malacha for choyl. So the shayachu is naming on, could be a gomer. So choyl may mix it, not nishkin deraisa, yeah? But the shayachu is naming on, it will be a shayla to cook for the ben ad yisroel. Because payment's choyl. So although it's the same day, it's like cooking for choyl. Mm-hmm. Hatta is, mm-hmm. You're giving him an oynig yontav isru chag. Kiddush? Okay.
So are you allowed to give us plain, are you allowed to cook plain things which are not only Yontif?
I don't think the
kasha,
if he's
there,
what about I think the main hat is to cook for a Ben Yetzisrael on our Yontif Sheni is because he's also got a mitzvah of Oynig Yisrael Chag.
Yeah.
That's the hatter. So I'm doing it. The kasha is, so what about if we're not on Oynig? It's not a plain for Nishan Oynig Yontif. What's the test? Good kasha. The main hat is Mut anyway, but another reason. Maybe it's the same day, the other table. This is the Bissel Halacha. There's now a Bissel.
Concentration.
That's all. As I said before, the Israel Chag.
You've got a mitzvah
of Chlosser. Yeah, he didn't say, yeah. Chlosser, wait a second. Yeah, he mentions, he says here, Soim Chal Shulchanai. I think it means could be, when you say Ochim, not so point anybody comes down. You see in Hilchos, I think in Yerodea, on certain Etelim, a mutter, a tzorich, Ochim. The Moshel, give me a Moshel. Give me a Moshel. He's asked nothing about Ochim, a Chlosser Ochim. So I'm suggesting, you find Yerodea, a certain Etelim, a Moshel, give me a Moshel. When you salt meat, for Kushamachim, that machen a whole hour in the salt. You know, each other? That's an hour.
Yeah.
Make it in, then half an hour is also good. Yeah. But the minute is, you leave the salt on the chicken for an hour. Mm-hmm. It's steak, hefts to Shabbos, very close to Shabbos, move from Kashmir's Brazil, and one of them is with Soyuch Ochim. You need it for Ochim. Yeah. Steak dark, it doesn't mean somebody's snap. It means Ochim means somebody's a poor person, got nowhere to eat. Steak on the face, not everybody who visits your house. What we say, Achlos Ochim. Say, Dara, let the man dot the chalukim. Not everybody who comes to your house got an oil. They have certain colours when make Ochim. He's somebody who's actually nowhere to go, he's a poor person. Stamp, somebody comes to you for a meal, is not always a bad thing. It's a great chesed, a great mitzvah. But could be in halacha when we say Ochim, maybe not, yeah? I'm not sure, that's in your day, state. I'm here for this halacha, yeah, thank you, I'm here for this halacha, so he says as far here, he's in your house, ma, but it's a nice halacha. The shalchub is mashma, in the beginning of his words, it means somebody who's staying with you. I've had a big bit to invite someone for a meal, one-off meal, but the inn, he calls it, but it's a it's my achrayis, look after him. So maybe the pshat is, if not for the other hetayrim, I would say, where Beit HaChan Rab, he's got where to go. Who asked you to invite the Ben Eretz Yisrael? If he doesn't rely on you, help me to go. Chum Bachar Chesed, Kimmel Ein Bamei, Esa Sidon. Very nice, Kol Dichon. But Ken's, I'm just suggesting this, Ken Zayn, if this Ben Eretz Yisrael has where to go, he's Nishkin Oliver Evian, you want to do a Shikul Chesed, which is not Begeder, I'm not certain like a Romavini, I'm looking for a hungry wayfarer. It's a nice thing to do. It's Ken Zayn, that itself will not be a Hetter. Although I've had you are doing a Chesed by inviting him, but does that itself will not be a heter for the Ben Chutzlars to cook for the Ben Eretz Yisrael only because he's living in your house in Shtikl Tzat and he's a mezoish, I'm a chroif for his food. Yeah? I'm a chroif for him, he's staying with me a few days, he's relying on me to give him food. So if I start being machmir and say, no, I can't cook, it's Ben, I can't cook, it's chol for you, so you've got eight to cook in the same pot. Ribbe b'shurim, but maybe chveiz. Everyone has our machel. Ken Zan, he's staying in my house, and he's relying on me to look after him. As Kim Israel Chag, he needs a particular food. Maybe he's got a special diet. I'm eating his food now. So that's the shayla. I'm cooking now, but my yuchad, maybe it's not always practical to eat the same food as me. Is that the shout to be slicing? He's a hatter. Mazanoshan Olav. I'm relying on him. Then he means a second hatter. But the word is, I'm giving Mesudas Ishchag. Interesting, it's more than Chasofi. Israel more than just I'm inviting for a meal. Ishchag, okay, come on, this is the Chelik Halacha. It's a best linear from the Limudim of Pesach, what we can take with. Ishchag is from Yoshin as me. The Bintzuk Tzut Yontam with the Limudim of Pesach take with us.
Is that a problem of Achana? No.
He's the next day. Nobody's allowed to cook one day on the second day on to. What you can ask for Zerk, this is Yom Shire. There's one case where we make all to cook the next day. That means when, not again now, when Yom Tov, that Sukkah is finished, when Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, Yom Tov finishes and the Shabbos straight after.
It doesn't happen on
Pesach, yeah? For us. But in Chutzlaret, on Shemini Atzeres is Thursday, Simchat Torah is Friday, Bach Shabbos.
To cook for Shabbos.
Oh. You make eight of shilin, you cook for Shabbos. Okay. But on Ma'aseh, you're allowed to cook also on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to cook Chol HaMoed for Shabbos. Not clear why.
No.
You're allowed to. Push that is because there weren't Masakat eight of shilin. Ma'aseh, why did you cook? You can't cook Chol HaMoed for a weekday. You can't cook Chol HaMoed for a weekday. The answer is if it's straight after Shabbos, if Shabbos is straight after Yom Tov Sheni, you're allowed to cook on Chol HaMoed for Shabbos. But the Ben Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to because there's Yom Chol in between.
Yeah.
Yom Tov is Thursday, and it's a klal halacha. You're not allowed to cook for Shabbos after Yom Tov. It's not what directly after. So what's the hetter to cook for Ben Etzisol? That's the shayla. And who had the Yom Sheni? So Yom Sheni was the shayla. You cook on Chol HaMoed for Yom Tov Sheni, and the Ben Etzisol it's Yom Chol. Yeah. Same shayla as Shabbos. The Shal Tshuva's mashma is on the same day. The Shal Tshuva's mashma even on the day itself. On Yom Tov Sheni itself, he's got a shayla. How can you cook for a Ben Eretz Yisrael? You're cooking for somebody for whom it's a Yom Chol. Now that is actually good. You might say, anyway, it's for today. So if that's mutter, yours has a bigger shayla. It's a bigger shayla when you're cooking now for another day, a later day, when for me it's Yom Tov Sheni, and for Ben Chutzlar it's Chol, or for the Ben Eretz Yisrael. For the Ben Chutzlaret, it's Yom Tov immediately. It's Shabbos immediately after Yom Tov Sheni. Yeah, so it's stir fried. So then we're allowed to cook Chol HaMoed for the Shabbos following. Yeah, how do you know? I've got right. No, right now to. If you get your right, you're making Eftav Shilin when Shemini Atzeres is Thursday. You're making Eftav Shilin on Wednesday. Yeah, and that Eftav Shilin is like a trilli. You can take any food. The aim is to cook the Eftav Shilin on Erev Yom Tov to make it more nikka. So Chazal tell you, cook for Shabbos, Pesach Sharaia. When you make Eftav Shilin, yeah, you can take a ready cook, but it's Mensh Halach as a hint, as a Maila, in Hilchot Eftav Shilin, that you're cooking for Shabbos, it's mentioned as a hidden mitzvah, you should lechatchila cook the Eftav Shilin on Erev Yom Tov itself. Mm-hmm. To make it one, I'm now cooking for Shabbos, that's that. Eftav Shilin means you start cooking for Shabbos. Yeah. What's Eftav Shilin? You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If you start on Erev Yom Tov, you can carry on.
Yeah.
The Eftav Shilin is like a hacker. I've started my Shabbos cooking already. So you can go to the fridge and take a hard boiled egg and use it. Of its mentions, a mile like a trailer, you cook your Eftav Shilin, take a raw egg, and you cook it on
Erev
Yom Tov. But Kavona, I'm now cooking Eftav Shilin for Shabbos. So you're cooking for Shabbos. It's not Yom Tov anymore. It's a raya. It's because I told you to do it. It's like a raya. You're allowed to cook on Chol HaMoed. For normally it's forbidden to cook on after the Shabbos immediately following Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook on Chol HaMoed for that Shabbos.
My son Ben Eretz Yisrael can't do melacha in any case in Chutz Laaretz.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you're not. He's just like you, basically. You know.
He's not dead. That's tough.
What?
Chaim's asking anyway, Mom. That's not. She's not young.
He can't cook.
His cash is. What's the Shabbos? Yom Tov as well.
It's not Yom Tov. He can't do any melacha. He's not allowed to do
it. It's Yom Tov in meaning. I was saying, the answer to that question is as follows. This question is, what's the shayla? He's also keeping Yom Tov. The answer is, this Ben Eretz Yisrael not keeping Yom Tov at all. The Ben Eretz Yisrael is be'emes, it's a yom choyo, horaya, it happens weekday gavening, the chuz, but it's filling up.
He's not after melacha, but for hefya.
That's me, but just the din, shul yishan le'be'em achloge, there's a din, the ben etz is thrown in chutz loret, should be noyeg, like the b'nei chutz loret, the ikid in ois is for hash only in public.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't make it, you shouldn't have a different conduct than the b'nei chutz. Be'emes is yom choyo, horaya, b'chuz, but tfein on a weekday davening. No melacha, so you say, well, I'm a tzinner, I'm a tzinner. Oh, people say melacha, I'm a tzinner. Melacha is, even with tzinner, you shouldn't do melacha, because you could find out, it's not a yontif, it's just an hogger. That's what I had, that wouldn't be a tzinner. If not for the fact that Isru Chag, there's a mitzvah to have a stick of cedar, that wouldn't be a tzinner. I'm cooking for myself, yontif. I'm cooking, he's also, he hasn't got yontif, that's incorrect there. I'm going to say, I'll cook for medzol. It's yom, it's this yom today, Mother. It's a yom choyol was ba'oifen chitzoini, the Ben Eretz Yisrael conduct himself as if it's yom tov. Yeah. What does that mean? He doesn't do malacha, and he wears his Shabbos clothes, and he came to davenen, turns out that nishkim to davenen, wouldn't be nikka, that was Shabbos again, this would be Shabbos, he wouldn't, so weekday davening, he's not nikka, he can just not turn up in shul one, you don't know where he might be, the whole shah is out and be missing from davening. Kenzav, you expect to see him there, might be called for Hestia. The Kenzav Ostraim, and the second Seder was Ditter. Sits by the Seder, Machishkin Bruchas, just the Chitzoniastik, he goes along with the Yonzer, but he doesn't, he's forbidden to make any Bruchas on the mitzvahs, and he has to, he's got down with it down. Come to Chos, down with him, it's Yom Choyol. So if it's Yom Choyol, that's the Shaila, that is Israel. Okay. Now just one or two things about the Limon El Mudin. Of Pesach, as we know it, the Nissim, as I say to Ramban, I'm going to say now, Dvorim Pshutim Moed. That's Chem for that?
No.
Yoni, Emina, Dvorim Pshutim Dab Ebechazim, yeah? Right. So making a. Dvorim Pshutim, our nose, our daf. Chazim Gandhi Yoni. Ramban says the attackers of the Nissim, Geluyim, is to be Makir, the Nissim, Nistorim. But what's a Nes Nista? What is a Nes Nista? The Teva, the whole world is a Rots Lashem. So Yishe Ramban, the Tachis is, of Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Nissim is, the Boshem made a Shinya Teva, with Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Esamachas, to realize, story of Boshem, we can change the whole world round, turn the world upside down without Esamachas, and Demzeh, Boshem doesn't always do it. Usually the world works with a certain Mahalach.
Yeah.
And later, the Ramban, there were people who thought, it's not going to work, it's not the world just as a... As a Gaitis, it's on automatic pilot, goes by itself. So Pesach, the Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Oysus and Moifsim, the Shinu had Teva, the fact that Bereshit changed the laws of nature with the Esamachas and Elazachim to show your story of Bereshit, and this is B'koichai to change down the whole Teva, but usually he doesn't. I'll be supposed to be Makir, the push to Teva is asking Bereshit and Mela. There's a chizuk in that chorus of the Bereshit, so maybe there's anything they win Pesach. And the way to take it with you, one thought is, every day in the Tuktei Lechadavanan, the Moshe, the Birchus HaShacha. Wake up in the morning, across the Toiv, you can see all the Birchus, yeah? You can see and you can stand up and you can, everything you can do, yeah? And as I've said before many times, which is the Brocha, of all the Brochas we say every day, Sach Brochas, which bracha has got the longest explanation, Shulchan Aruch? The longest explanation, a massive sieve, very unusual. The Machabe explains the bracha. Usually, Machabe just says bracha doesn't get one bracha where the Machabe the whole 10 lines explain the bracha. Ashiyotza. Ashiyotza is Arichas Godlin, the Shulchan Aruch explain the pshat. Vayistoy is the inyan for the human body, the digestive system. Is something you're supposed to think about. A langa push all the pshotim and the fact that the body can expel the waste products. Said Machabot cloth, chas v'sholim, your body will be stuck with all the both ways round, yeah? Both ways round won't work. You get stuck. There's constipation, there's diarrhea. Beides gefährlich. One is the body can't get rid of the waste products. And it comes too often.
Yeah.
It's by the rachne gefährlich. That I mentioned it can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Can be dangerous if the body is not in working order, and particularly the digestive system. When the floor is boiled, food comes in the goes into the body, and then in the stomach it gets churned up, and the doesn't go in. You eat a piece of cake, it doesn't stay there. It gets made into a whole different consistency, and then the part that nourishes you, the part that's good for you, gets sent to the body through various channels for the nourishment in the food. Every food's got nourishment in it, yeah, whatever there's in it. Some food's more nourished, I don't know what some of these junk food vegetables to give you exactly. Some of these junk food, however, Peter Zachman's got some nourishment, yeah? Vegetables, fish, proteins that are like healthy foods. If you eat healthy food, then everything's got certain vitamins and nutrients which are needed for your body. And the chesed ha'boreh is that the inside the stomach and the intestines, it gets siphoned off. The part that's good for you gets siphoned off and sent to your body to give you nourishment. And what's left is not good for you, it's the waste products, yeah? That's it. Everything's got waste, yeah? And then, b'chesed ha'boreh, gewaltige chesed ha'boreh, she'ein l'shaar v'ein l'tar, chesed ha'boreh, you get an urge to go to the toilet. You get a message from your brain, it's time to leave the body of the waste products. And then, chesed ha'gab b'chesed, certain muscles contract, and you're able to expel the waste from your body. Chesed she'ein k'boreh, she'ein l'shechonoch, ashiyotze, would stay in the body, v'al g'vein l'chmun l'tzlam. The chesed Hashem, you get a message. The voice guy, yes, in Pesukisi. Murdy, you get a message. You feel it. Something happened, you get urged. And then the fact that it's able to go, yeah? The people are not working properly, they don't have enough fiber in the damn wood. It doesn't work so well. Make sure it should be, the intestine should be smooth, the passage should be smooth. It does, yeah? Yeah? The stomach and the intestines and the colon. The vorm the fluid. The tank in the bones. The mer ashiyotza. Is a brocha, you might make it a bit ungechapt. The bisschen dank in the Bernstein, this is a chedi from the when the mudim of Pesach.
What should I say after the shiurta?
Another, a different limb from Pesach, different point now. Matzah.
Oh.
What is a matzah? Flat.
Unleavened bread.
Unleavened bread. What's the matzah on chometz? Aufgeblusen.
Oh.
Steigen svurim. The simon of chometz is
blown up.
Gather. In the Bismigdash, we have matzah only 1 week a year. In the Bismigdash, you never allowed to be chometz in the Bismigdash. The Mizbeach. So the chinuch, because soya b'chol divas, soya is the same thing, gather. His matzah is anivus, pashta anivus. So one rem is a matzah is an onav. The second limud of matzah is, how does a dough become chometz? What do you have to do to make a chametz?
Laziness.
Okay, garnished.
It
took garnish.
Oh.
Is atzlus. That about? The matzah, the limb of the matzah is tizam ba'anivus, nish di bluzen from zich, like the dough gets inflated the way it's chametz. The second limb is
garnished.
Zrizus. Atzlus. Atzlus toimnish. The chinuch says this, they got me. Mele limud to be bezrizus.
What's the problem with the bash?
Which is, yeah, zrizus namoz Hashem. Not to, nish for battling the tzah. And that's how in the chometz, schneller, yeah? Schneller, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm not to know, schneller. It's not stam mikru. Learn out, takarot, do I say? Ushmaat emas ha-matzois.
Antike
matzois. Ela mitzvois. Mitzvah atach mitzena, yeah? Same lotion. It's mere red, mele chometz. Pesach ha-matzah on chometz. Of the concept of against yours, you know, what chometz? We had to chometz all year. Of the Indian, don't let your mitzvahs become chometz stick. What does that mean? If you delay, verschlepp, everything's verschluffen a height, it will become ausgewählt. If you delay, without zwizus, it could be like a mitzvah lacking, is lacking in enthusiasm, it's a stick of chometz stick of mitzvahs. It's a atach mitzvah. But the limit is, and the zwizus, is a goes to start a voice Hashem, not nishna a balgav. It goes together. If your person's a balgava, if it's a balgava, he's like, he's happy, he's conceited, he's arrogant. Maybe holds ich bin schon a goes to tzaddik, so he doesn't feel the importance of being a zorit a voice Hashem. Goes together.
Arrogant.
If your person's on honor, if you're on honor, means you realize ich bin noch nicht der größte raschke behag. Still got a way to go yet. So if you realize, if your maki, your madrega, is not the best, you could be in a higher madrega, you're an honor, but mainly you will be a zoriz, you will be We'll do mitzvahs with eagerness and enthusiasm. Mash enkin, if you're a balgava, ich bin schnell, ich bin zwar zadig, especially if you compare yourself to people not from, yeah? Straight in the Svarim, who comes to Inyonim from Yerushalayim and mitzvahs, find someone who's more than you. Comes to Gashmias, you might have to find someone less. The books I'm doing very well. The problem is, it's all not prepared. Came to Inyonim Gashmias, oh, you guys, I swear I'm at it. Why? Because Yana has got whatever, three cars and two houses and whatever. And therefore you start comparing yourself to others in Gashmias, so you get all depressed about your matzav Gashmi. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, you find people are less than you. Baruch Hashem, Ches Kushik Dam Dam Ratuk, when I go to Framid, goes to Tzaddik. You can think you're a Tzaddik. What you're supposed to do is, in Yoni Gashmias, think of all the people who've got less than you. Many will be a Sameach Bechelkoi. Kim to Avodas Hashem, you find many, many people who are better than you. And they're more, they're starker in their kaveit and matayra, and then gress over Hashem. So that is the symbol of an onov that he wants to rise in his madrega, and he's not happy. The word is complacency. You know complacency here? So the goyim, what they say when they have an election, they say, oh, the polls say we're doing well, we're going to win the election. We'll get complacent. Complacent means it's so zikr, it's all right, made it and gornish. Mela, in Yonim from Avodas Hashem, we're not supposed to be complacent, we're supposed to be mizrizus to reach higher madregas, and that is the symbol of the matzah. Matzah is a symbol for anova and zrizus. Medus the limudim, isuchab, binzuch su to the ontav, to take with the limud fin a chizik in emunah, a chizik in makizam, the chasodim fin lubonish loylem, and a chizik in anivus and zrizus. And I voice the shamshit, I get in the
Oh, yeah.